relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
A little piece of me is sad. Whenever that music plays, the Star Wars theme by John Williams, I'm happy. It makes me happy. The little boy inside of me smiles, and I know that millions of you out there who are of the same fine vintage as your host are likewise just cracking a little smile in the corner of their mouths. Why? Because of the joy the original three movies gave you. So why am I sad? Professor Shad, can you guess why I am a little bit sad when I'm so happy otherwise? How I have this schizophrenic attitude?
Is it because one of the actors from the film Star Wars has a special relationship with the truth?
No. Hollywood is Hollywood. We can't do anything about Hollywood. It's about one of the members of our team who will never feel that joy, who will never hear the strains of John Williams and feel warm inside. Mr. G, it means nothing to you, right? If you could just see him sitting there, just shaking his head. That's why I'm a little bit sad. Okay, guys, let's have some... Is this funny? No, it's not funny. It is vomitous. There is an export from the UK. I do not wish to be in the same category as this man. Called James Carl Corden. He used to be a kind of bit part comedy guy in the UK. I mean, just this low-level bit. He did your turn up in sitcoms and whatever. Now he came here. He got an evening show, got a show about singing in a car or something. And this is from his CBS Late Show. And it's, I wonder if North Korea has anything this propagandistic about a government official and a government policy. This is Ariana Grande and James Corden singing a little song about Fauci and the vaccine. Play cuts.
Oh, got the vaccine and it's been 2 weeks. There's life in the streets, hot people at brunch. And I've got a hunch mimosas are gonna be bottomless. Turning off Zoom after 15 long months. Got on mute, no lockdowns anymore. We can finally walk out the door. The sunlight is a fantasy. It still doesn't feel real to me. No lockdowns anymore. Will they still take my temp at the door? Shout out to our favorite MD, Anthony Fauci.
Can I just not say anything for the next 7 minutes and 23 seconds, since I maligned him so unjustly? I'm going to start with Mr. G. Your reaction to what we just saw and heard.
First of all, how produced that is. If you actually see it, they've been planning that forever.
And how expensive was that?
That's what I mean, to be able to come up with that and then ending with the flag of Fauci. And what does he say, my favorite MD?
Yes.
I hope they recorded that like 3 weeks ago. before the emails came
out.
But
what does it mean? What does it mean when you see that? I mean, what does it mean about Hollywood and the quote-unquote elites? I mean, I just want to vomit, truly. I just want to vomit.
It means you stop at 12:30. It's the snowflake audience. That's what he's catering to.
Good point. Got to know your demo. Eric, your reaction to that, whatever that was.
I just latch on to the part where he talked about, you know, 15 months of lockdown. This is a big celebration of, oh, after 15 months we're free. I laugh at all sad souls like him because I don't know about them. I was living my best life all those 15 months.
I'm going to get you in trouble right now. Is it possible that somebody who has my six may or may not, on numerous occasions, traveled or not traveled on the metro without a mask?
I can count on one hand the number of times I wore a mask in that entire 15-month period.
God bless you, Eric Lundrum. God bless you. Shad, your reaction to that bucket of swell.
I think it's awfully rich that a guy who played the character titled Bustopher Jones in the 2019 Cats adaptation, which is a terrible film, would be willing to show his face in public, let alone sing a song about the vaccine. Look, it's just a move to popular culturalize, which is really...
That's a word.
It's a professorial term, professorial. To take something that isn't fully agreed upon, right, and turn it into the complete norm by just pushing it over and over again in media and making it so quaint and fun. You know, they mentioned the one thing, the primary action of the coastal elite. It's Sunday. What do? No, I don't go to church. I have brunch.
No,
it's
brunch. With bottomless mimosas.
If you're not getting brunk, how do you even have 3 IQ points?
And then on top of that, the arrogance that finally we can go out and eat and drink. Do you remember, Jeff, what was it? Was it 6 months ago? Was it 7 months ago? We had Horace Cooper on the show from Texas. I mean, that was 7 months ago. And he said, yeah, I'm going to the movies tonight.
That was over the summer.
So the idea that this guy, Corden, has no idea that, well, you know, not everywhere is Manhattan or L.A.
It's the same thing when Biden said, well, if we're lucky this year in this State of the Union, remember, he said we can have hot dogs and hamburgers outside.
In small groups.
Everybody's been doing that since this started.
Look,
Shad is waving.
You're giving him too much credit. You're giving him too much credit.
Who?
James Corden. He has been breaking lockdown. There is no way he has not, right? There is no way that
he's not. But he's special. He's allowed to.
Exactly, right? And that's the thing, is that these guys can do that. He's pulling the Gavin Newsom. I bet you that he went to so many Hollywood parties.
Sure
he drank with Ellen and all of his other groupies, right? And yet he's sitting there acting like everything was okay, like people actually were locked up for 15 months. It's just theater.
So somebody explained this to me. I only have stories about walking my dog in the park and the post office. That's all I have stories about. So today I went to the post office again. Had to mail something. Old school. And it was like, nobody's wearing masks. Not the ladies, the lovely ladies. Natalia, we love you. The ladies behind the counter. She's from Russia. She's cool. Ukraine. We like her. The ladies behind the... She watches my show. Oop, I better not get in trouble. Okay, that's enough. The ladies behind the counter. I felt so bad for them. Oh, my gosh. Because it's the same 4 ladies that I see for a year and a half with masks on. And I feel, oh, my... Could you imagine 9 hours? They have to shut the thing and then they have to sort them out. It's at least a 10-hour day in masks. I felt so bad for them. Today, no mask. And then I saw what? Customers came in with no masks. Until somebody did. And I cannot... I'm getting to the point, guys, where I did it with one of them. I cannot but say, why are you wearing a mask? Out loud. Not in my head. Out loud. Is that wrong of me, Eric, to do that?
Oh, no, not in the slightest. I think... it was Tucker who said a while ago, he said on a show, we should actively start pushing back on anybody we see
shaming
in public wearing
them.
Masks. Yeah, absolutely.
I agree. Did you get that, Media Matters? We want to shame people who deny science. Do you deny... What's his name? Little Zaki Poo at Slate. Are you a science denier? Are you still the head of the Republicans at college? Why are you wearing a Slate? So weird. Shad, why are people wearing masks?
I think it's because they're used to it. And also, it's a great signifier to let people know that you're a Democrat. It's just like... It's efficient. It's the MAGA hat for the Democrat. Now.
Ooh,
and it's how it's going to be for the next
it's
6 months.
It's the MAGA hat.
Right? You know, that people have the shirts... people have the masks, right? Plus, they probably spent a fortune on those things. You know, the people who'd go
the
embroidered ones. Okay. Right? You might as well, you know, I've seen Gucci masks. You know,
really?
Well, who has a Gucci mask? Who wants to spend that much money on something that's supposed to be done eventually, quote unquote?
And disposable. Jeff, where you are you seeing any sign of the masks coming off?
I have, and this is one thing that I've been thinking about. The last month, I would say, just about everywhere I go in, I don't, as a customer, have to wear a mask. Most restaurants I go to, stores, getting my hair cut, the people working there are still being required to wear masks.
This really bugs me.
But I also think that's part about people not going back to work. Not only are you going to get paid more, who wants to go then have to wear a mask for 9 hours? Especially these people that work in kitchens.
I don't get this. I exactly the same thing. Went out for dinner two nights ago, and all the waiters, the service staff, I'm sure the people in the kitchen, are wearing masks. I mean, that is, you know, there's kind of low-level science denial, and then there's like grand poobah. What is it? Kegel? What are they? The top of the KKK, that Democrat organization, the grand wizard of science denial. When some of you have to wear masks, but others don't have to wear masks, not because you are vaccinated, but because you've got another type of job. Don't be a science denier. Be a Republican. You don't have to be a Republican. Just be America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
Relief Factor. If you are in daily pain, if you have tried everything else only to fail to be liberated from that pain, check out this 100% drug-free product that is providing relief to tens of thousands of Americans across the country, me included, but not just me, people like Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words. There's only one way to find out for yourself. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95 right now by calling 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
Sebastian, well, listen to him. He's with us.
Did you see that crazy video out of San Francisco? I talked to somebody I know who said it's not a nice part of town, but still, riding your bicycle into the drugstore with a massive trash bag, then filling it with produce, putting it on your handlebars, and riding out as the security guard is filming you. I think that's how Rome fell. I'm pretty sure. Bicycles in the Walgreens. But CBS has a interesting interpretation. Cut 9, play cut.
Right. Yeah, having them, I mean, you don't need to be a hero over, you know, some toothbrushes or whatever it is.
But should the security guard be videotaping when there's a woman videotaping right next to him? Yeah. I mean, you would think he could at least try to approach the guy.
Yeah. It's and also, why did you let him in the store with a bicycle?
The bicycle.
That was my first thought.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that reads also as an act of desperation. I mean, you're not getting rich off of what you take from a Walgreens. You're getting probably something you need.
Oh, okay. I should... If you're filling a trash bag with stuff, it's because you need it, obviously. And the bicycle thing, yeah, that's what's going to happen. Because what did you say, Shad, yesterday? Security guards are there too?
watch and deter.
A stand.
Yeah.
Yeah, just there. A stand. You're like, it could be a car. It's a flesh version of a cardboard cutout. I was a security guard in college. It was cool. I was a security guard at Harrods, okay? And I guarded the wine cellar. Now, if you're looking for a cool job at the age of 19, security guard, it was a polyester uniform. Not cool. But I was a security guard at Harrods. I still have my ID. It's Thursday. I might do a little bit of throwback Thursday if I can find that. Okay. The president was on not only with Sarah Carter, he was on Fox as well. And he said a quite wise thing about the current incumbent of the White House who bears the title of president. Cut to President Trump.
If you look at the numbers, people are liking me more now than ever before, but I think that's the reason is they're watching what's happening with our country. They're watching no energy independence. They're watching the border. Never has there been a scene like what's happening at the border and the death that's being caused. This isn't just border. This is death and criminals pouring into our country. They're looking at the economy. They're looking at inflation. They're looking at interest rates. They're looking at gasoline prices. And I guess it's making me very popular.
I wonder what would happen if we could have a secure election next week. Just a secure election. No mail-in ballots. Everybody's signature and identity has to be verified. Who would win if it were between Sleepy Creepy and the 45th President of the United States? Yeah, I think you know the answer. And ironically, he had something to say about somebody at Fox News. You do know that Chris Wallace is only there because he thinks he's as cool as his father, Mike Wallace. President Trump has a different opinion. Cut four.
He admits that he knows nothing about energy. The whole thing is just terrible. The money from Russia, $3.5 million from the wife of the mayor of Moscow, the former mayor of Moscow. What? Remember, I asked that question, and your friend, your very dear friend, Chris Wallace, said, no, you can't ask that question. I said, I want to know, why is the mayor of Moscow's wife paying him $3.5 million? And Chris Wallace protected him because he couldn't answer the question. So Chris Wallace protected him. Good old Chris Wallace. He'll never be Mike.
He'll never be Mike, and he doesn't mean microphone. Why was that question verboten? Why couldn't you ask it about Hunter Biden? Why is nobody, absolutely nobody in the legacy media writing about Hunter Biden's new art show where finger paint paintings are being listed for a cool $500,000. What is that? Is that a way to curry favor with his father? Oh, I'm a big, I don't know, pharmaceutical CEO. Or what if I'm a mayor of a Russian city? What if I am the chief resident, the KGB chief of station, and through some businessman here in America, I decide to buy, I don't know, four of Hunter Biden's paintings. Is that not money laundering? Is that not quid pro quo? We know what it is, but nobody in the media cares about it. Why? Because they're not journalists. Candace Owens had something to say about the disaster. People shot, people injured, people murdered in Chicago. We got to play this before we go to our last guest of the day. Cut 10, Candace Owens.
Lori Lightfoot, I mean, she's a disaster. And I think first and foremost, people take a glance at her. And the first thing you think is this is a woman who is an avowed racist. And you might look at that and say, well, that's obvious because she says she doesn't want to speak to any white reporters and only black reporters. But I think actually Lori Lightfoot is abundantly racist towards black Americans, right? So she pretends. Don't pay attention to what she's saying. Pay attention to what she's doing. She's pretending that she represents black people when she gets in front and says, I only want to speak to black journalists. But that's meant to be a distraction. Actually, look at her track record. Who is it that she's have her policies led to the mass homicide of? Black people. Black people are dying on the streets of Chicago. Black people are the people that are suffering when you know in the first quarter of this year, 34% homicide rate increase. It's black on black crime, and she has seen this through.
She's absolutely right, but homicide is just the ultimate version. What if you're a Democrat politician, and this goes for the whole Democrat Party, this isn't just Lori Lightfoot, it's all of them, and who say, well, black Americans can't get IDs, so we can't have voter ID. That statement is racist, but that's who they are and who they always have been. We're going to talk about where the real neo-racists are today on my show on Newsmax this Sunday, the Gawker Reality Check. Incredible guests. You don't want to miss a minute. 7 p.m., 10 p.m. Eastern, Newsmax this Sunday. Get the app and you can watch it for free. Let's go to your calls. Sharon, New Jersey, line one. Welcome to America First.
Yes. Hi, Sebastian. Thank you.
Sure.
I just want to say, you've got to devise a way to reach the people who voted uninformed, because I talk to many of them. They only watch leftist TV, and they report only the Democrat narrative, obviously. But you talk radio is great, and talking heads on TV, I watch them all night. They endlessly repeat themselves. They mean well. I know they do. But you're preaching to the choir. You've got to reach You have to reach these other people. Millions voted uninformed. Totally.
Yeah, I see things. This is a big, big discussion in my family. I don't see that as my mission, Sharon. Thank you. I just don't. My job is to make sure that our camp is strong. Our camp is mobilized. Our camp fights. There's nothing I... If you read the New York Times, I am wasting my breath on you. These people will have to come to their own realizations when they're back in gas lines, when their children are having their dreams as a female track athlete crushed by the radical transgenderism of the left. That's when they finally wake up. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. That's how I see my mission. But thank you, Sharon. Next, Jesse Jane Duff, Gunnery Sergeant on deck. Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest capacity micro compact in the world. Available in standard or optics ready configurations. The class leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine and 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Sunday, the whole episode of the Gawker Reality Check will be on the neo-Marxist, the repackaged CRT critical race theory that has led to indoctrination across our schools, our colleges, and even the U.S. military. You think I'm joking? Watch this Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Eastern, Newsmax. Download the app for free, the Gawker Reality Check. But it is incontrovertible. There is a man called the CNO, the Chief of Naval Operations. He's Admiral Mike Gilday, who has a reading list, like the Commandant of the Marine Corps, that, you know, sailors should read. And one of the books is about, it's How to Not Be a Racist by Ibrahim Kendi. And a congressman challenged the CNO as to why that's on his list. Play cut.
Kendi's book states that capitalism is essentially racist. And Kendi is clear that racism must be eliminated. So yes or no? Do you personally consider advocating for the destruction of American capitalism to be extremist?
Here's what I know, Congressman.
So yes or no
racism
question,
racism in the United States Navy.
Admiral, you recommended every sailor in the United States Navy read this book. It's a yes or no question.
I'm not forcing anybody to read the book. It's on a recommended reading list.
Admiral, did you read the book?
I did.
Okay. In college, Kendi stated that white people are a different breed of humans and are responsible for the AIDS virus. Yes or no, do you personally consider the conspiracy that white people started AIDS to be an extremist belief?
Sir, I'd have to understand the context.
That is a simple question.
Made. I'm not gonna say,
Admiral, this is a book that you recommended every sailor in the United States Navy read.
Cherry-picked quotes from somebody's book. I'm not going to do that. This is a bigger issue than Kendi's book.
It is a bigger issue. How disingenuous can you be? As far as I'm concerned, the CNO is one job, to get the U.S. Navy ready to fight and to destroy our enemies. I'm going to ask somebody who I know has an opinion on the issue, former U.S. Marine Corps Gunnery Sergeant, my colleague at Newsmax, Jesse Jane Duff. Welcome to America First.
Hey, good afternoon, Motivator. What makes you think I have an opinion?
Because I had lunch with you yesterday and all our colleagues at Newsmax. And you sounded off. She was on deck and she sounded off, and it wasn't just a bosun's whistle. I don't know how much I can prod you and poke you. You had an opinion yesterday.
About everything.
You served in the Marine Corps. The CNO, number one, let's make this a question of honor for a moment. Mm-hmm. When he says, well, I'm not forcing anyone to read it. He's, why the hell is it on his list, Jesse Jane?
That was absolutely stunning to come from a military person. Anybody who has served on active duty knows we are probably the most straightforward, direct people you are ever going to meet. And if you can't stand by your own reading list and at least explain why you recommended it, then you're weak. You are not a leader. You are not strong. You're essentially collapsing under the pressures. And you're only doing this to try to have this woke military and fit in and look like a butt kisser for the commander in chief. I find this to be reprehensible. If anybody has a reading list, you should be able to spit out within 30 seconds as to why you recommended that book. Even if there's controversial items in it, you still should have been able to suggest why it's good reading. But he couldn't even do that.
And to say that, well, I can't comment on this and it's taking things out of context, that is a lie. Admiral Gilday, I am talking to you. You are a liar. Why do I know that? You've seen it, Jesse. We played it at the time. He sat there in his wardroom, in his office, wherever he was, in the Pentagon, in his naval combats, okay, in his BDU equivalents, and he gave a 16-minute video lecture for the whole fleet about racism, the threat of racism in the Navy. Your comment.
Yeah, well, he's sitting there and trying to say this. First of all, just answer what is given to you then. Say, based upon what you're telling me, I don't know if it's been taken out of context. No, white people didn't create AIDS. No, white people didn't do this or that, and et cetera, et cetera. But he dodged and dodged and dodged. It was absolute a lack of moral fortitude. I tell you one thing that makes Marines sick to their stomach is people who don't have a spine and don't have moral integrity. And that is probably the top of our list of leadership capability. Because once I lose trust in you, why would I trust for you to put my life in danger?
Yeah.
It's absolutely unequivocal that he was doing this. It's a shame.
Why was he doing it, though?
So
what is the reason that the most senior naval officer in America does that?
Well, I've learned over the years, and I hate to say this, and I don't want to disrespect any senior leadership out there that's listening that happens to be conservative. But I have learned, and I never knew this till I got off of active duty, that once they get into the Pentagon, they become politicians.
Yeah.
Anybody with a star starts getting promoted by that commander in chief and Undersecretary Lloyd Austin, who made it very clear in his own confirmation hearings that he was going to root out all extremism. And we're not talking extremism like Nadal Hassan, who actually murdered soldiers on a base, Fort Hood. We're talking about this ubiquitous boogeyman they're calling white extremism.
She's a mind reader. I don't know if she's a Marine, but she's definitely a Vulcan. She just did a mind melt. She's stealing my thunder for the next segment. Follow her right now. Jesse Jane Duff. She is, of course, former co-chair of Veterans for Trump Advisory Board, Women for Trump, and also Newsmax contributor. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Are you the healthiest you can be? If not, if you could be a little bit healthier, exercise isn't enough. You got to eat right and you got to get the right things inside you. Do what I do. Dr. Douglas Howard's Balance of Nature. 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables that give me 10 servings. Yes, 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables that Well, I just wouldn't eat otherwise because I'm a naughty boy. Be the healthiest you can be. It is health in your hand. And right now, Dr. Howard is going to give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order if you use my name. Call 800-246-8751. That's balanceofnature.com, 800-246-8751. But you've got to use my name, balanceofnature.com, promo code Gorka.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. President. We are back in studio with none other than former Marine Corps Gunnery Sergeant Jessie Jane Duff. Follow her right now on Twitter, Jessie Jane Duff. She's right. It's not just in the halls of academe, in the ivory towers, or in the pre-K to 12 school environment. It's at the highest levels of our government, including the highest, the very highest levels of our military. The disgrace that is the former general named Lloyd Austin had this to say about what he saw as his responsibility as soon as he became Secretary of Defense.
And if confirmed, I will fight hard to stamp out sexual assault and to rid our ranks of racist and extremist. And to create a climate where everyone fit and willing has the opportunity to serve this country with dignity. The job of the Department of Defense is to keep America safe from our enemies. But we can't do that if some of those enemies lie within our own ranks.
When you hear the word enemy in a military context, Jessie Jane Duff, what should happen to an enemy?
Be destroyed or killed.
Destroyed, right. Destroyed or killed. So he's talking about destroying or killing members of the armed forces.
Yeah, it's shocking to hear him say that because there's thousands of Americans out there who have never served. There's 22.5 million veterans right now. And he has essentially labeled us all. And whether you were a minority or otherwise, you look like you were placating a bunch of white people to have cross burnings on the bases and basically create this animosity. I think what he said was extremely irresponsible. He was a four-star African-American general at that. And I would like for him to cite evidence of this. We have yet to hear this major intelligence that Joe Biden actually had the audacity to say down in Tulsa that his intelligence agencies say that extremism is the greatest threat. White extremism is the greatest threat to our national security, as I recall. And I'm thinking, where are you getting this from? I have yet to hear a peep out of that. We have had buildings bombed in this country and over 3,000 Americans killed in a matter of minutes post 9/11. Post 9/11, what are we talking about? White extremism? If they think that the greatest threat to this nation is its very own citizens, I think they're highly mistaken. This is tragic on so many levels. The morale and discipline of the military has got to be at a low. I'm not on active duty right now, but how can you go through this training that's pointing at you and saying if you have overly religious views, if you happen to be of the white race, if you are feeling these, if you supported President Trump, but they're not actually saying Trump, but conservative views, you're now an extremist? Why would you want to serve under that? And I would tell anybody, hold your breath, continue to serve, because this shoot too shall pass. However, how are you going to recruit people who are conservative under these conditions?
How many years did you have in the Marine Corps?
20 years on active duty.
How much white supremacy did you see in two decades in the Marine Corps?
Honestly, never. Not once. I mean, we integrated beautifully, all of us. And even the sexual harassment that they talk about, you would think that every woman going on active duty is being raped and pillaged. I never had that happen to me. I never. And I'm going to tell you why. It wasn't that it can't happen. I never gave opportunity in many situations. I didn't hang out drinking. I didn't go out socializing. I did a lot of things that taught professionalism and avoided this. Because you go to any major college campus, you're going to see far worse than you ever will see on active duty in the military. Now, when you go back to the extremism, I never saw that. First of all, there are people from all walks of life. We don't care if you're transgender, came from a transgender family like the Army woke ad had. We don't care where you came from. And even President Trump is allowed transgenders to join the military, which is they're trying to act like he didn't. But you had already had to have the sex change. You've already had to transition 5 years in that gender before you came on active duty. And right. I think that was more than fair. How are you going to enter people now that require all of this transitioning have to spend a year in that gender, meaning a male now is going to birth and go with women to showers and exercise and do our physical fitness standard, but you're still physically a male?
Yeah.
How is that going to affect promotions? How is that going to impact the women on active duty when you're competing with males in a physical fitness test? These are things they're not even talking about. This military should have one goal in mind, to overwhelm and destroy the enemy. And to hear Lloyd Austin talk, he did not bring up national security once. And here we've got China building the largest naval force in the world. We have threats. We have Russia now bouncing off of Hawaii coast doing exercises. And we have a Secretary of Defense trying to talk about make sure we're more diverse. The enemy is laughing in our face because the Chinese are not going to be more diverse. The Russians aren't going to be more diverse. But, oh, lo and behold, the American military will be. Good golly.
Yeah, and they're especially laughing at us after the Putin-Biden summit. We're talking to Jesse Jane Duff. We've got a couple of seconds left in this segment. After 20 years in the Corps, you must still have friends who are connected to the Corps, whether it's at Quantico, Pendleton, at the MEFs. How bad is the wokeness?
It's absolutely stunning that many Marines have actually had to just go along to get along. And we Marines don't tend to like to do that. Right. But we know that if we're going to pick up our next rank, we just hold our noses down and play the game. Because in the end, it's not us who have control over our future. It's some general up in the Pentagon who doesn't have the intestinal fortitude, or cojones, as I would say, of other words, that will not stand up to this. The one general that stood up to all this wokeness was the commandant of the Marine Corps when the Obama decided to put women in ground combat without any further studies. And General Dunford was the only one that stood up to it. But the rest of them are trying to pick up another star. Now, if you look at the records of many of these generals, as I recall, the Space Force commander, all four stars were picked up under Obama. They're not Trump generals.
Yeah, I remember that when the Commandant Dunford did that, and I was so proud to have served at Quantico as a member of the faculty at the Marine Corps University and ending up actually briefing the Commandant Dunford. But the idea that only one service leader has done that, it's not just DC, as far as I'm concerned. My experience after 5.5 years in the DOD, 2.5 years at Quantico, it really is a very large proportion of those in all services, Marine Corps the least, but all services, who get to the rank of 05, 06, and then they see that wherever they're deployed, they see that chance for that first star, and that's when they start to get political. And it is undermining our national security, you're so right. And our enemies right now aren't just laughing at the corporal in the army with the two mummies. Hey, corporal, you can't have two mummies. Open a biology textbook. It's actually physically impossible. Check out the question of genetics and chromosomes.
But nobody cares that she has two mummies.
It's political. We're going to continue in a moment. Stand down. Stand down for 3 minutes, please. Jesse Jane Duff, follow her. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
The only man standing between the radical left and your cheeseburgers. It's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
We fight for cheeseburgers here. Steak, well done in my case, because that's the American way. And don't forget, if you love this show, if you want a good night's sleep, you've got to go and check out Mike Lindell's MyPillow. He sold 51 million of them. They're that good. I love them. My whole team uses them. President Trump loves them. And if you use my name, Mike will get up to 66% off his products at MyPillow.com. Go straight to his website. They're boycotting him in so many places. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, mypillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. We are back with the shrinking violet, the ever so low energy Jesse Jane Duff. I'm just so delighted to have her as a colleague at Newsmax. Gunny, you said it's not just the generals, it's not just the admirals, it's not just the 05s, the 06s. There's another problem when it comes to wokeness in our military.
Yes, the senior executive service, SES employees, are very high-ranking employees that are within every aspect of our government. And And under the Obama administration, it was historically known that he took a lot of his appointees and got them into those positions. Many people that are Obama people are embedded within the government. And this has been going on probably for over 20 years with Democrats. That's why many of these secretaries cannot get what they want accomplished. Now, not Lloyd Austin. He's leading the train on wokeness. But those who come on board, like Mike Pompeo, continually had resistance within the State Department. But I want to focus also on the individualism of that ad the Army put out about the me, me, me. Look at my mommies and I'm serving in the military. Excuse me. It's never been about you. Nobody cares.
There was nothing about America. There was nothing about our threats, the enemies. Zilch.
And they compared it to a Russian ad that showed the warrior getting out of the rack ready to eat you alive. And that reminded me of the old Marine Corps commercials. Like, we're going to eat you alive. And people want to be a part of that. The last thing is that Secretary Lloyd Austin, in that confirmation clip you played, mentioned how we got to allow people to serve who want to and are able to. Excuse me, it is not a right to serve. It's a privilege to serve, number one. Number two, we have not had discriminatory practices probably for, what, over 40, 50 years in the United States military. If anything, we've gotten better. I remember when I joined seeing ads with African-American women and men and Latinos out there. The Marine Corps in particular has been very aggressive with diversifying, but not selectively stating they're going to diversify. We want all people to join. We want people who love this country. Some of the best Latinos on active duty I knew had green cards and joined the Marines. And why they picked the Marine Corps? Because of the machismo, and they had the zeal and love for this country. That's what recruiting should be about.
I remember that seminal recruiting poster for the Marine Corps with that black officer in his blues. And I got to meet that man recently. What a great, great Marine. That's the reality. Skin color, sexual preference is not irrelevant, but it's not a right. It's an honor. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Follow this lady, Jessie Jane Duff. You've been listening to America First on the Salem Radio Network. Keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, hold the line, never give up, never give in. And now, when they want to provoke you, more than ever, stay frosty.